first time in my life that I've lied to you. In order to get you here, I said, Dan, this won't take long.
Yes.
Well, all right, you're in New Waterford. It's VE Day. Your troops didn't get into any trouble.
Right. Then I think she was sent to refit for the Pacific.
Yeah.
Of course, by this time, we'd been through all the nausea of having to re-volunteer to go to the Pacific.
That was an upsetting thing, wasn't it?
It was terribly upsetting. I suppose that didn't matter. Mackenzie King had no alternative.
No.
But just the same, for those of us who'd volunteer to serve as long as our nation needed us, it was an insult.
Yeah.
And some of us refused to sign it.
Did you?
Double it, no. But Double L Wilson did.
Hello. We're ready. Come on up.
And
I know he did.
Thereafter, I was sent to the United Kingdom to commission the Crusader. And Mickey Sterling was the captain. Phil Booth was number one. Pete Cayley was the TAS officer. Ted Shaw was the gunnery officer.
Good shipmates all. Mickey Sterling, particularly good captain, I think.
Yes, I had a great respect for him. It was a peculiar ship's company, of course. By this time, we were down to the interim force, really. And all these people were either interim force and couldn't care very much, or there are people on their way home going to be demobbed eventually.
Without saying anything derogatory about your previous captains, we're good enough friends that you know, I don't mean this, but Mickey Sterling was your first proper captain.
Jimmy Hibbert.
And Jimmy. Of course, yeah. I've forgotten Jimmy.
Yes.
Mickey Sterling, of course, was cooler.
Oh, much, much, much cooler.
Yeah.
And he was a fine man to work for.
Yeah. Well, I see him daily in the West Coast. Not daily, I see him monthly.
We saw him down here at Christmas time. Rosalind had a little party when he came down to see the grandchildren.
So, is this a good time? We just wanted to cover the war years. I'd love to do Crusader, but we'll do that in another tape at another time.
Okay,
we'll go on from there, shall we?
Certainly. I enjoyed this. Certainly jogs the memory. There's an awful lot in there. It's hard to get out. I just pity Alma having to type all this garbage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alma enjoys it. Well, Dan, let the tape show we're shaking hands, and thank you for coming.
Oh, it's been a pleasure
indeed.
And
I'll come back to you, and we'll do the post-war years on another day.
Oh, yes, okay.